Welcome to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. I'm Lindsay Petruni. He's Double A.
Yes.
Anthony.
Merry New Year.
Something like that.
We made it. Merry New Year.
2014.
We made it.
Hey, guess what? We found some lost footage from 2013.
Did. Yes, we did. Yes, we did. I took a ride with Roberto Garza in my Ford Fiesta. And it's some interesting things that you didn't know about Roberto that I found out in this car. Take a look.
It's Big Guys and Compact Cars, sponsored by your local Ford stores.
How many of these have you done already?
Still red, right?
Huh?
Yeah, it's
this
all
is
red.
The first one? You the first? First guy, yeah, dude.
Nice. So there's cameras everywhere? Or just in the front?
Just these. This is like a narrow angle. This is the wide angle. And then this one is just on you. They all going. Oh, that's sweet,
man. So we're looking at this camera because the red light's on.
No, all of them on.
Are we on?
Yeah. It's just general conversation, man.
Double A, you know. Fiesta movement.
Yo, it's so crazy being on this side, like being in the media, like, because I never, like, really wanted to do anything. I was always, like, tired and stuff. I'm like, oh, my God. But now I'm, like, finding myself calling y'all, like, hey, man, come do this video with me.
And you were the guys we were trying to avoid. You know, you're in the locker room, turn off the light, get out!
This is wild, just to be doing this.
Right, just, you know, how long has it been now for you, since you get left?
Two
years?
Yeah. It's been rough, man, watching y'all play. I was like, oh, my God. I'm critiquing everything.
That's what I hear, man. That's the first thing you do.
Oh, yeah, I'm all on Twitter. Like, oh, man, he should have did this.
If I was there.
Yeah, if that was me, I would have did a spin move, for sure.
My first step would have had penetration.
So you've been back to Mexico?
Not this year, man. You know, well, I grew up, it's 15 minutes to the border, but all my family's in the border towns, and all the border towns have all that drug cartel stuff going on, so it's crazy out there.
Yeah, I remember when we played out there, we played Arizona. This was like 2005 or 2006 or something. It was like always traveling groups. Don't drink the water and like all this other crazy stuff, man. It was, they be kidnapping people and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, man, they don't care who you are out there.
So tell me about some nicknames, man. Some nicknames you had growing up.
Man, nicknames, I ain't never had none.
For real?
Yeah.
You know, I had like 20 nicknames growing up.
One thing, Bethine, it just means, like my dad, I'm a junior.
Okay.
So my dad was Beto, because he's the older one, and I was Bethine, because I was the little one.
Yes.
So that was about it, dude. I never really had no nickname. I didn't have a middle name.
You got brothers and sisters?
I got two brothers and a sister, all younger than me.
Oh, okay. You're the big dog.
The oldest, head honcho. Yeah. I get to boss them around, you know.
I was the only child, man.
Oh, that explains a lot.
So, so it's like, I always wanted to, like, entertain people, man, so they always want to come back.
Always on the spotlight, right?
Yeah. So now it's just like, it's like the only child syndrome again. Just,
I'm sure that's something.
This is a bigger stage now. So let's talk about the donuts, man.
Franco Harris.
Okay.
Owns a company, and he is big into healthy foods. So it's a healthy alternative. Part of the proceeds comes to my foundation. So that's why I was able to be on the picture with my face on a Cinnabon and a donut at Jolasco.
So what, it's called Roberto's Amigos?
I think Los Amigos de Roberto. So.
Oh, you switched it?
It's always been.
That's how it was?
Yeah.
Because, you know, on the when you go to Soldier Field, they got like...
Los Amigos de Roberto.
Oh, okay.
It ain't changed.
What car you drive at work today?
The Mustang.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't act like you ain't got cars to use.
I got this car.
This
I got
is
a
nice
minivan.
Though. Yeah.
And my wife got an Infiniti. Yeah, yeah. This is
top of the line. You know, this is how you roll when you retire.
Anthony, I heard Garza was a really, really good dodgeball and ping pong player. I heard he was legit.
Did he tell you that?
That's what I heard through the grapevine.
No. Roberto is the biggest cheater you ever want to see in your life. Yes. we play dodgeball, and say you're Roberto, and I got the dodgeball right here, and I hit you, right? You're out. Sooner or later, you'll see Roberto back in the game, like dodging and, you know, throwing balls and everything. Like, he is the worst cheater I've ever seen.
What about ping pong?
Ping pong is, he's even worse.
No.
He tells the wrong scores. I can be beating Roberto like 19 to 10 or whatever. He'd be like, what's the score, AA? I'd be like, 19 to 10. No, I got 13. I got 13 because the last time listen, Roberto is the biggest cheater. If you ever play him in dodgeball, which you probably would, or ping pong, he's going to cheat. Trust
Not
me.
Everybody can be as great as I am in ping pong, though, Anthony. I got to say.
You are the worst.
No. On that note,
you are the
we
worst.
Have to take a quick break. But when we come back, the dream job that paid $5 a day. The story of the twin ball boys for the 63 World Champion Bears.
Mike Ditka was very, very intense during a game, but also very interested in us as people.
And later...
You got to have grease in your hair to be able to comb it back, and you got to be high strung.
Be like Mike, the Mike Ditka Lookalike Contest. Inside the Bears is brought to you by Jimmy John's.